Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by Ask Me People, AskMePeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. Welcome to Fightful, here with a name you know. I think you probably know him as Lloyd Bonnier, but I guess he also goes by Brian Danielson. You see him at AEW All In Sunday, August 25th, main eventing against Swerve Strickland, Wembley Stadium in London. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. Really excited. It's it's a week away. It's wild.
It is.
It's wild to think that like next Sunday, will literally at this time probably All In will be happening.
Yeah. As we film this, it'll be kicking off. I think it's noon Eastern. Of course, there's zero hour and things like that. So I'm sure Tony will get us started at a crisp 7 a.m. Eastern, knowing him. But I would be doing my audience a disservice if I didn't immediately ask you, what does this picture mean to you?
It doesn't mean anything to me.
I'll tell you what it means to our viewers. It means a few specific headlines. A geoduck might be my favorite species on the planet.
Gooey apples duck.
It's
a gooey duck.
A gooey. Well, that boy, that is, does that ever track?
Yeah. It's spelled geoduck, but it's a gooey duck.
Listen, I'm more of a Pokemon guy, so I'm thinking of Geodude, or maybe it's gooey dude, and I didn't realize it. There are also article titles which include apples being effectively tree semen. And listen, we do not do those articles unless this is attached. I just want to pick your brain What other vegetables are you a fan of?
I mean, I'm pretty much a fan of every vegetable and every plant in general. I just recently tried, it's native to up here in Tahoe in Northern California, Northern Nevada, the Sierra Currant, which is, it's an edible native plant and doesn't taste really like anything. But if you, I'm just a fan of all species.
All species. You know what? I respect that. I think that's a man of the planet right there.
Yeah.
Also, from a selfish aspect, I want to discuss my favorite piece of wrestling content outside the ring I've ever watched. It was yourself, Ryback, and the former Dolph Ziggler on Table for Three. Now, I'm talking to Dolph Ziggler on Wednesday. You guys gaslit poor Ryback, and I feel like maybe sent him down a path during this episode.
So I don't feel like I sent him down that path, or that Nick did either. I think he was already down that path. We just highlight the path that he's going down.
I feel like an intervention.
I have to say this. And I haven't spoken to him because I'm really bad about like texting and keeping up with people and all that kind of stuff. But I love Ryback. And one of the things that I think about Ryback is he's legitimately one of the kindest people you will meet. Like when he wants the best, but he has some eccentric views, right? He has some very eccentric personality, some personality quirks, as we all do. If you're in wrestling, you've got some weird stuff going on, right? But I think, but social media really highlights that. I think sometimes, I find it's best to limit how much I speak in public because then people are going to really think I'm a weirdo.
I mean, listen, Bryan Danielson, on if he has ever effed a vegetable. Short answer, no. Long answer, ... was also a headline.
Mm.
What kind of vegetables do you think Ryback enjoys? That's what I want to know. Or does he? He's vegan, isn't he?
So I don't know. So we haven't really talked since he kind of went down the vegan path.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's still vegan, but I do remember a very distinct episode where Cody and I took him to Panera Bread and he had no clue on what he could possibly eat at Panera Bread.
Do you remember what he settled on? I believe that was covered in the Table for Three.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So he ended up asking for like mountains of chicken on the salad, but he got so frustrated by just looking at the menu because he was very, as many of us are when we're on the road, we get kind of stuck in our patterns, right?
Sure.
And so he was used to going to Subway, getting a specific thing at Subway, which you can get like triple meat or whatever it is, you know what I mean? But here we are at Panera Bread, which has all of the same stuff that Subway has and more. And yet he looked up at this thing and was just blown away. He ended up going with some sort of, he was like, "Do you even have salad?" I'm like, "Yeah, there's a whole section that just says salads, you know?" And so he ended up getting a salad with like three orders of chicken or something like that, you know? So, but the Ryback is a good human. I can't slander the Ryback. I think
you did pretty heavily during that show.
Yeah. It's all in good fun. Maybe.
it was a good time. It was a good time. I remember once upon a time within the catch wrestling community, a picture of yourself and I believe it was Billy Robinson and Jake Shannon had emerged. Was that like a seminar you had attended? I'm a big Billy Robinson guy. I've always wondered about that.
Yeah. So I was training a lot of Extreme Couture there in Las Vegas, the MMA training facility. And my grappling coach is a guy named Neil Melanson. Mm-hmm. And he started in catch wrestling, ended up training in highest in grappling with like Carl Parisian and Judo Jean LaBelle and that sort of thing. And But then he was kind of the head grappling coach there. And so he had brought in Billy and Jake Shannon and all that kind of stuff. It was just a really cool learning experience, you know? So yeah, it was, and it was just cool. Like the ties to pro wrestling are, you know, are pretty awesome. You know, it, like when I think of, like lineages of people that you learn through, you know, I learned through Shawn Michaels is where I first trained, but then like, that was like beginner training. Right. Then I started training with William Regal. And, you know, you think of his training with like all the people in the UK and in Blackpool and all that kind of stuff and the people he's learned from and then that kind of lineage. But then the shoot style grappling stuff, learning it from Neil, who learned it from Gene LaBelle, who learned it from Luthez, who learned it from Strangler Lewis. So that's all kind of like neat little interesting history lineages, you know.
And it's preserving history as well. Like, are there any holds that you view as like underused in wrestling that you're like, that should be brought back. That should be in the forefront again.
Every hold, really.
But I agree.
You know, like a lot of holds have gone, you know, because of the action oriented nature of professional wrestling in like in modern times, we don't put a lot of emphasis on holds, right? So one of the things that, you know, I was really interested. I was talking to Mike Rotunda about this because he's like, he was a great amateur wrestler, but also knew some of like the really like mean amateur wrestling stuff. I was like, okay, why was the full Nelson banned from amateur and collegiate wrestling? Like, what would you, how would you use it to, and I know why, it's because it's dangerous, but how would you use this to pin somebody? And he showed me, and one, it was incredibly painful and felt like it was going to break my neck. And two, but two, it's like, oh, that's a really cool thing that we could be using in pro wrestling, but we just don't, you know? And I think there's a lot of that, but you see now, it's like music now, right? Music, my wife and a lot of people say things like, ah, music isn't what it used to be. No, music's way better than it's ever been. There's just, there's great people doing all these different styles, right? So if you look at Zack Sabre Jr. or on one spectrum, as far as how he uses holds and legitimate grappling techniques and all these kinds of things, but you also look at people like Timothy Thatcher or Charlie Dempsey, or even Lee Moriarty, or Hechicero, doing these different grappling techniques with all these different holds that are, a lot of them have legitimate training, and then they're putting in some entertainment aspects of it, you know? So it's just really cool. But I, you know, in modern TV wrestling, I think sometimes it's hard for people to even try to put on like a hold for an extended period of time for fear of.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Losing the audience.
We've talked about AEW All In coming up this weekend. You have mentioned that your talent contract was actually up a number of weeks ago.
Yeah. I have no contract right now.
I was going to ask about that.
I'm just not under contract, which is crazy.
So in that sense, has anybody reached out to you and been like, hey, you're not under contract. Do you want to come do this?
Not a single person.
Considering the wrestling landscape we're in, I mean, does that surprise you?
No, but it's also people who really know me, like, know that I don't look at my phone very much. So even my manager, even this interview, my manager, so, John's on the, you know, John's the AEW representative who's, you know, on this call, and John and my manager, Meech, were reaching out to me. Meech ended up calling my wife, and then my wife called me to remind me that I had media this morning.
I think you were going to do WrestleCade last year, and I had reached out and I got your manager, and they're like, well, he doesn't check his phone much. So we'll test that as it gets closer.
It's a blessing and a curse, right? It allows me to be more in the moment, you know, as I'm with my wife and kids and doing all these different things. But then when people really want to get a hold of me, then I'm not available. So that said, right now, let's see where we're at currently. I have 3,998 unread text messages.
That's impressive.
Yeah. I'm almost at 4,000. There's also a lot of missed calls. So there could have been somebody in there, but that would require me to go through and look at all my missed text messages. And that would just be...
That allows you to miss tree semen memes as well that cultivate and turn into t-shirts on the internet.
Somebody approached me. It was at not Double or Nothing this year, maybe Double or Nothing last year, with an apple to sign.
I know her. They had to freeze. They froze it and put it in a Ziploc bag.
Oh, yeah. And I signed it. So there we go.
Those are a couple of my friends. Kelsey. Kelsey showed me the apple. I was like, that's brilliant. But do you have an idea, like, is there any active working plan for whenever you do wrap it up to continue with AEW, or is it something you're going to assess as that time gets closer?
Tony and I have talked, and I'll always pick up the phone when he calls, right? So as far as, like, if I'm by my phone, that is, I have to put that out there, because, for example, he called me last night, but it was at 9:30 at night, Pacific time, and I was already asleep. So I don't pick it up whenever he calls, you know, often I'm not by my phone, but anything with that sort of thing. The first thing that I have to do when I'm kind of done wrestling, that kind of the thing that's in my priority, is get my neck better, which probably involves some sort of neck surgery sooner rather than later. So that will be my first kind of order of business. And then I'll help AEW where I can. Like, I love AEW, right? And so I want to help as much as I can, and as much as they want my help, I'm willing to participate.
As we wrap up again, AEW All In Sunday, August 25th from Wembley. How have you felt about being this locker room leader, being a part of the disciplinary committee, taking a lot more responsibility than maybe you had anticipated? I mean, I know you had helped and contributed creatively as well.
Yeah, listen, nobody wants to be a part of a disciplinary committee. It's not, one, I don't get paid for it, right?
Okay.
And so it's not even like, oh yeah, at least you're making all these extra bucks or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Right. It's a completely no fun job. I'm kind of honored that they wanted me to do it, you know, because it just kind of shows that, like, okay, Brian's level headed. He's gonna come at this from a wrestler's perspective, that sort of thing. I helped Tony with creative, but you know, it's mostly Tony's ideas for AEW. He's got a brilliant mind for wrestling, you know? So I help a little bit with that. I help a little bit with the disciplinary committee. What that will look like, you know, kind of when I'm done wrestling, I have no idea. So we'll see. I mean, you know, I don't know. Like I'm focusing right now on All In and making that the best it can be. But then after that, you know what I mean? Like I want to be able to spend some time at home with my family, sure, be involved more in my community, you know, see one of the most rewarding things that, you know, that I've been able to do outside of wrestling is we restored this creek, and it took several years, but now salmon come back, and you know, I participated, I was there probably 3 or 4 times, and this is in Washington State, and then donated money to help fund it and all that kind of stuff. And I mean, that's really rewarding. I mean, there were salmon weren't coming back to that stream, and now they are. And so it's like that's participating cool in things like that and seeing meaningful change, you know, like that, that's kind of my thing. So.
Well, we appreciate all the meaningful change you brought to wrestling over the years. Hope that this weekend isn't it, but I appreciate the thoughtful answer. And listen,
do you know what's funny is that I bet some people hope that it is.
Really? I think some people.
Swerve has a lot of fans, right? A lot of people.
He does have a lot of fans.
State champion, yeah. So it's like, I'm actually really, really looking forward to it. And you know, this is my first time. This is my first time wrestling in Wembley because I didn't get to do All In last year. So you know, I got to visit it. I was doing media in London and got to visit it. And just such a cool stadium. So I'm really excited, and I can't believe it's already a week away.
AEW All In Sunday, August 25th from Wembley. Brian, this is one I've wanted to do for a long time. Really appreciate you taking the time. Hopefully we get to do this again. But thank you so much for the time, and good luck this weekend.
Yep, thank you very much.
Till next time, guys, we're out.
Buying pay-per-views on NordVPN.com/Fightful is going to enhance your pay-per-view buying process. Now, one subscription to NordVPN has so many different benefits, but if you're a big pay-per-view buyer like myself, UFC, boxing, pro wrestling, all that good stuff, any combination of the three, if they're doing a fight circus or something like that, this subscription will pay for itself after 1 or 2 pay-per-view buys. Change your virtual location, pay for it at the prices that other people are paying for it in the UK, in Australia, etc., etc. And you can get different interfaces. Maybe you don't like Peacock and you want to check out the WWE Network the way that it used to be, the way that it was designed to be, the easy navigation, so on and so forth. Maybe you want to watch AEW without commercials. Maybe there's some other overseas services that you can't subscribe to and you want access to them. NordVPN.com/Fightful gives you that with a great deal and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Even better, 24/7 tech support. So if you have trouble navigating any of it, they can help you out. Fastest VPN on the planet, NordVPN.com/Fightful.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Bernie Marino is looking out for himself, not us. Marino is totally out of touch, and his company has a history of discriminating against its own workers. Marino has even faced multiple lawsuits for racial discrimination. One black man sued for being told, "You black men out there tried to hide your criminal records," and being passed over for less qualified white applicants. Moreno has shown his colors. If he's elected senator, he's liable to rubber stamp Trump's radical Project 2025 agenda 100% and turn back the clock for Ohio. From taking away our overtime pay to gutting our public schools and rolling back our civil rights, we can't let Moreno take us backwards. We can count on Sherrod Brown to continue doing what's right to protect Ohio's workers and families. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Sherrod Brown.
Paid for by AFSCME People, AFSCMEPeople.org, which is responsible for the content of this ad, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.